Okay.
Right, so paper. We have to get this paper in by yesterday.
I'm sure we can tell Jason what to do about that.
Yes, I don't think that's a problem. Anyway, so what's the current status? You were going to send me a draft on Tuesday.
I pointed you at a tech file on Tuesday.
Okay, so you're supposed to remind me that I was supposed to read that file on Tuesday.
I did, when I met with you on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I haven't read that yet.
Well, good, because I've been adding to it all day today.
Good.
So you didn't notice how little had been done yesterday, for example.
That's true. well done.
I've got a little over a page, most of the describing method we did.
Okay.
How we built voice in noise. And then a little bit about how we generated the random sentences and a few examples.
Okay, that sounds good.
So there's actually a PDF file.
You want to briefly show it to me?
Yes, if I can manage to get it to work. It could probably use a little bit of editing, but I have been going over it a few times.
It's going to need more content as well.
Oh, obviously, yes.
Okay. I want you to... Okay, so I'll pick that up this evening and have a pass and add stuff. So the things I'm going to add is... why we're doing this in the first place? But you maybe covered that already.
No, I really didn't cover that too much, although it could probably get covered in the sections that I've done. Right. The introduction is probably a better place.
The introduction is probably a good place to do that. Why you weren't actually covered.
On Tuesday, you did say you would do that.
Yes, I do. I do remember saying that I would do that. I'd like a breakdown of number of sentences, number of phones, number of diphones, number of triphones in it. There's a similar breakdown that's in the Artec Tech report.
But it's not going to be exactly the same because we
correct.
Didn't use all of the Artec and didn't even use all of one set of the Artec.
That's fine. But there still is a set of phones, set of diphones that have for that particular set. And you know, number of units and things like that. Probably a description of the automatic build process that we do. As with the so we're trying to come up with a name for the one that Jason and Arthur did. And so things like Artec were coming in because, you know, Arthur is ART, as his initials. But we realised that if we have Artec, and the articulatory database that we intend to do, especially if it's based on the Artec data set with Art speaking it and it's articulatory, it would get confusing, so we decided some other name. So, considering this Aesop's Fables and CIA World Factbook, so that's facts and stories, or facts and fables, facts and fiction, and not identify which ones are facts and which ones are fiction. Arthur has more interesting things. I won't say because I'm being recorded.
Not supposed to mention that. You're not supposed to remember that you're being recorded. It's supposed to be a natural conversation.
I don't. Because I'm recorded all the time.
well, actually, if there's a microphone on that machine, then you probably are.
I think I am. You go to the ISL, you're probably recorded all the time. At least they preserve that right. Right, anyway, so we need to have a name for this that we're going to release in the URL. We did decide on the name? Did we decide on the name, or did I decide on the name?
I think you decided on a name and didn't mention it to me.
Okay. So the name I was working with was SynSwan.
Yeah, that's what I've
which we were using. And I think that's okay. A catchier name might be better.
Yeah. But I'm not good at that,
so... Same here. So let's just use SynSwan. SWA. Right, okay, so we have that, but we're going to have a URL, so it's going to be festfox.org/cm_synswan. It will be pointed off the Let's Go page, but that's what it's going to be. It's,
red.
It's the best place to put it. And there's a bunch of analysis that has to be done, sort of the things that we did with duration modeling. And so overall, we'll put in some tables from that. I think I have the data for that.
Good. Tables will take up space, that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm solid.
I mean, wait, no, that's not what I was supposed to say.
But I see that you're learning what it is to be a graduate student. I think that's very important.
I have a nice figure that's just a couple sentences that takes up a lot more space than the sentences themselves. What if I just put them in line?
Yes, that works too.
But it sets it off so nicely. It fits in perfectly.
So this is an example sentence from the database?
Three example sentences, not from the database, but from the semantically unpredictable set.
I think that's good. Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
A few drunken bagpipes built the sneaky ideas.
Yeah, speech recognizer's never going to get that. Good, I think that's fine. The only problem is I'd really like to get this. So we're going to actually start the review process on Sunday. So I'd like to have a paper on Sunday.
That would be good. For my own sake, I'd like to be done with this by Sunday, regardless.
I agree. I think
too many other things to do, but... Yeah. Yes.
That's the problem of having deadline extensions. It's like, they go into the next deadline.
Exactly.
Can't afford to do that. So I am hoping to write more this evening. I will have other things I have to write, other papers and talk.
The writing I'm less concerned about. The content that I'm very concerned about, because we haven't done the listening test yet. And
so I have to set up listening tests.
Yes.
So get people to do that.
That, I think, is the largest priority, is the overwhelming priority, because if we don't have that, as much as I can make stuff up, I don't think that would be a good thing to put into a paper.
Yeah, you're not seeing it.
Ah, so we'll just put you as the first author.
I'm not old enough to do that, I haven't retired yet.
So as long as those listening tests get done tomorrow, I'm not too concerned. Especially if they get done early enough tomorrow, then I can get most of the paper written Friday.
The problem is that all of our wonderful students don't come in at 8 a.m.
Right. So I'm assuming I am not participating in the listening.
Absolutely.
Because I know too much.
Yeah, absolutely can't.
You probably can.
I think I can. So we'll know which one it is, and if I'm weirdly biased, then we will exclude me. Also, I think being non-native isn't an issue here.
Probably not. It's general understandability, so even if it's less understandable, again, it's a problem of you're listening to your own synthesizer, so...
Yeah, I think I'm more tainted from that.
Yeah.
But all of us have listened to too many synthesizers, so that's
it. Specifically Too Much Festival.
Yes, exactly. But we'll try everybody else and see what we get from that. There will be the issues now to measure the result. We're going to ask them to write down what they heard. We'll have to measure word correct. Right, next is the Let's Go stuff.
I'm still poking around with that. It's not ready yet.
Okay.
But that, granted that the paper will be done, or that I won't have anything to do with the paper in the intervening time, I should be able to get that done by Monday morning at the absolute latest also.
Right.
I'm trying to get that done Saturday.
Okay,
the absolute latest is Saturday.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be buckets of work. I think that's just going to be some bit of work.
Basically, I need to really delve in. I've only scratched the surface of what I needed to do. I've been poking around with directories trying to find what the structure is, if there is any.
Yeah.
And it's not been encouraging so far, let's say. So I'm kind of hoping that I find out that there is actually an underlying pattern to it, and logic to how we're storing it right now, such that I can just take what's there, rearrange it very slightly, or better yet, automatically.
Yeah.
And go, here's a big bunch of files, zip it up and say, there you go. Zip and tar-gz?
So actually what I do, I think the other ones I do zip and tar-bz, because I'm assuming that the tar people will have bz too. And the other people won't know what it is, and won't know what gz is anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
WinZip knows gz.
Yeah, well that's true. But
and
then,
it knows tar.
Yeah, it knows tar, but then it trashes all the files because puts control M's into them.
Sometimes.
Okay, only when they're not needed. told you about there's a thing in Festival with a line in the code that says, if you're debugging and get here, because the database keeps falling over, the answer is, the database was unpacked with WinZip with smart CRLF transitions. Because we've been in there too often. I mean, there's warnings, and we know that, yeah. Like, it doesn't work, but, you know, number of times we debugged it down to that problem.